We gather each Sunday for Mass, and we begin the liturgy with the penitential rite. We say the words of the Kyrie: Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. The Church invites us as a community to recognize what and how we are called to live as Christians, and it's very difficult at times. In some ways, it looks as if it is beyond our reach. If you're anything like me, each week is filled with failure, with missing the mark, with not quite reaching what I'm called to do as a Christian. At first glance, this can be discouraging or a depressing thought. We can get all caught up in that good old-fashioned Catholic guilt, yet after reflecting on the scripture readings today, we can look at our shortcomings a little different. We can actually consider them very encouraging. We're constantly called to work a little harder on our faith journey, to reach out a little further, to imagine a little bigger. Yet, there is nothing wrong to miss the mark. All of us are not perfect. In fact, along with the Kyrie, we recite the Confiteor, where we acknowledge to one another our own faults each Sunday with the words, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Yes, we are imperfect. Yes, we need to confess our sins. And I think we need to realize all of us are a work in progress. One of our retired priests, Father Victor Gertz, in retreat work, tells this old ancient story about a woman who had two large clay pots to gather water. And I see a few of Father Victor's friends out there. He's in his 90s, and I want to make it perfectly clear. I said the story was ancient, not Father Victor. The story goes that the woman hung each pot on the ends of a pole, which she carried on her shoulders. Every day, she used these pots to carry water to her home. One of the pots was perfect and always delivered a full pot of water. And the other had a deep crack in it, and it leaked. At the end of the long walk from the stream to the house, the cracked pot only arrived with half of it full. Every day for 2 years, the woman would bring it home and only 1.5 pots of water. The perfect pot was proud of his accomplishments, but that crack pot was ashamed of its imperfection, and it could only do half of what it had been created to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be a complete failure, the crack pot talked to the woman one day by the stream, saying, I'm ashamed of myself because of this crack in my side causes the water to leak out all the way back to your house. The old woman smiled and replied, did you notice that there are flowers on your side of the path, but not on the other pot side? I have always known about your flaw. So I planted flower seeds along the path. And every day while we walked back home, you watered them and made them grow. The woman went on to say, for 2 years, I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table and to give them to my friends. Without you being imperfect, there would not have been this special beauty to grace our homes and lives. Brothers and sisters, you and I are not broken. But yes, we have our cracks. We have our imperfections. And God is calling us to transform us, to give us graces, to bear fruit with our imperfections. As we hear in that first reading from Isaiah, God is wanting to call us all together, to gather us in community. God speaks in many parts of Scripture saying, I want to sprinkle you with water. I want to cleanse you. I want to refresh you. I want to create new hearts in you. I want to transform you. The image of God calling all people, those who think they are perfect and the imperfect, the good and the bad, the Gentile and Jew, calling them to a place of transformation. And in our gospel, Jesus tells us how to get to that place of transformation. He said, avoid the wide door. Find the narrow gate and struggle to get through. He's speaking of our salvation. What Jesus is telling us with this image of the narrow gate, our struggles as Christians, our struggles to overcome our weaknesses, must never be ending. It's an ongoing process, and we should not be discouraged. With our imperfections, with our limitations, we must start over the next day, try to overcome them, and have to begin anew, again and again throughout our failures, throughout our entire life. And this persistence brings transformation. Not perfection, but transformation, pointing us towards perfection. In our second reading, we hear the writer speak of the word discipline. In that short passage, he uses the word discipline 5 different times. But it's so interesting how the word discipline and the word disciple look so similar. The word discipline implies something difficult, something perhaps painful. And as it is written in the letter of the Hebrews, it is very clear our human nature doesn't like discipline. The writer goes on to say, endure your trials, those struggles we have in life today. Perhaps a loss of a job, a broken relationship, a loss of a loved one, or health issues. He says, endure all these as discipline. Those painful, difficult times in life always possess a promise. The promise is that in discipline, in the challenges of our life, we change, we grow, we transform, we understand more. That process, going through the pain and difficulty of things that are unfamiliar, and then finally getting to a place of understanding and comfort, this is a good way to look at discipline. It's like when a doctor enters your life and performs a serious surgery. He cuts open our body and works on the inside. Then he closes up the wound and walks away. And we feel a greater pain than before. We feel miserable. And after time, we heal and we are transformed and no longer have the pain. It's no different when we have a painful and difficult experience in our life. We feel miserable. These times transform us, and the experience gives us something that is richer and better that we could have never had before we hadn't gone through the difficulty. This is the heart of discipline, and it's the heart of people with hope. Knowing without a doubt, good will come from all difficulty. And this is a radical way to live the Paschal mystery and to be transformed. Through suffering and death, perhaps death to our old self, there will always be a resurrection.